You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
I love those commercials they're doing now, and it's he's running around. He's got his notepad like a reporter, but he's got a giant raincoat on. In fact, they even gave him a glass eye, I think. He is the modern-day Columbo. One more question, Your Honor. It's Mike Columbo. You're too young to even remember the other Columbo, TV's own Peter Falk, probably. I know you've heard it over the years, but you're way too young to know even about that show.
Just with the name alone, I've had enough references over the year that I feel like I know enough about it. But you're right, it was a little before my time.
But you don't have a glass eye.
No, not okay. Yet. Hopefully we can just keep it with two real eyes.
In time. Mike Columbo with us, part of the team at Fox 2 and KPLR 11. You see him weekdays hosting, anchoring.
Here come the texts. You guys, all you do is have Fox 2 people on the show.
And that's not true because he also works at Channel 11.
That's
okay?
Right.
The power of two. But Charlie pointed it out. You spent the weekend in New York, and this is interesting. Did you go to all three Cardinal games?
No, I was only able to go to the Saturday game.
That's enough.
Which was, you know, about just as bad as the other ones. So just the Saturday game. Actually, we're reporting live from New York right now, Union Park. My flight's not till 5 o'clock tonight, so I've got a little time here in New York still.
Are you there for, TV purposes?
No, I'm just here with my girlfriend's family. We were here for Easter. Her sister lives here, so visiting, and it was a great coincidence that the Cardinals were in town. Actually, the last time I was here, 2 years ago, the Blues happened to be playing the Islanders. It was just like a random occurrence, so was able to check that out. Was happy to be able to check out Saturday's game.
So, Mike, I have a couple questions about the stadium experience. First off, what was it like being in enemy territory? Were you wearing Cardinals gear? And how did the fans treat you? I've never been to the new Yankee Stadium. I went to the old Yankee Stadium back in 2003. One game, they were randomly playing the Orioles. And I'm telling you, I was in the bleachers, and I saw these bleacher bums. They were heckling this dude wearing a Cal Ripken jersey. Now, Cal Ripken wasn't even playing anymore. And they were saying, like, Ripken's a bum. Lou Gehrig should be the real streak. He can't touch the Iron Horse. It's like, Lou Gehrig had been dead for about 60 years. Cal Ripken wasn't even playing, and they were still trying to rep the Iron Horse. So were you wearing Cardinals gear, and were people nice to you?
Yeah. I mean, I had a Cardinals hat on. We were all wearing red. Everybody was nice to us. I mean, after the game, we went over to the bar stands, which is kind of underneath the subway there. I think it was probably closer to where old Yankee Stadium was. Now that's like, you know, just like kids' ball fields over there, but there was a little ribbing there, but it wasn't anything more than St. Louis fans give the opposing teams when they come to St. Louis. Definitely just fun. Probably helped that they had just beaten the Cardinals, but it was fun. It did not feel like being in enemy territory by any means. Probably the fact that it's only the second week of the season at that point, and the Yankees are, you know, playing pretty well right now. But no, it was great. Everybody was very inviting, you know. Ask people to take a picture, they'll stop and take a picture. It was very cool.
So when a Yankees fan was like, hey, the Cardinals, you guys suck, you were like, it's the second week of the season.
Pretty much. And, you know, the thing that I found interesting was there were a lot of people who were, like, very respectful of the Cardinals. I think a lot of people who their American League team is the Yankees, but if they had to pick a National League team, they like the Cardinals. I think there were also a lot of native St. Louisans who were there who were representing kind of both teams. There was this little kid behind us who he had on like a Yankees hat with a Cardinals sweatshirt. Then he takes off the Cardinals sweatshirt. He's got a Jeter jersey on underneath. And it was just, you know, he had a little bit of that, clearly just being dressed by his parents. So we had a little bit of both worlds.
And I think the fan bases are getting more sophisticated now in every ballpark. So they'll say, I've seen your Pacotas. I think now they get real. Your WAR rating's down. Hey, Carpenter, have you seen your WAR lately? You're fielding independent, Wainwright. Check it out. You know, I think that's we've even nerded out the fans. All right, what about the area itself? Historically, the Bronx was bad. Then it got better, and then they redid the stadium. Does it feel fan friendly and safe in the whole area?
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, we didn't venture too far off the beaten path. We just went to that bar stand, which has been there forever, and it was packed. And it was a lot of fun. Granted, we didn't hang out until, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock to see what it might be like after dark. I would say that the atmosphere around Busch Stadium is probably a little bit more inviting, and that's not just because I'm from there and I've spent more time there, but there's just a little bit more going on, it seemed. I think a lot of people, especially with New Yankee Stadium, kind of like come for the game and get out afterwards. But it was, I didn't feel bad at any point. Maybe I'm a little more aware of my surroundings than most people, but no, it was a lot of fun. But I picked up on this from a couple of the fans that I talked to. I think, and this should be no surprise to most people, there's this corporate aspect now that kind of dominates a stadium like Yankee Stadium. And they kind of were a bit critical of the fact that it's only for big money people now. You know, I was fortunate enough to not even see what we paid for our tickets, but we were third base side, 200 level. I mean, I'm guessing they were probably 60 to 80 bucks a pop. But, you know, these people were very critical because Yankees fans have, I think, traditionally been, for the most part, you know, middle class, lower middle class people throughout history. But now it's just become this big corporate ballpark. And that's not exclusive to the Yankees. I think that's just modern day sports, especially in these new venues.
And Colombo, what else did you do in NYC? Did you see Hamilton?
No, didn't see Hamilton. Saw a show, Sunset Boulevard, that Glenn Close is starring in now. I'm not a huge theater guy. I appreciate their talent, but it's not really my cup of tea. But it was exciting. It was entertaining. It's Broadway, so you know you're watching the best of the best in their given craft. Had some great meals. You know, this city, it's intimidating to some people, but the thing I think you realize more than anything after a while is everybody's doing the same thing. They're getting up, they're going to work, they're coming home to their neighborhood, they're hanging out in their apartment or their home, whatever they've got, they're going to their neighborhood places. It's just a lot more to explore if you want to, but no, it's been a great trip.
The Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, Martin Kilcoyne, Charlie Marlow, Mike Colombo in New York, was there over the weekend, Cards and Yankees, that didn't go so well. They've been in that stadium now almost a decade. I was at the old one, haven't been to the new one. But I was even struck by the old one that it wasn't real signature. I mean, it had the history, and you knew the legends had been there, and they've got Monument Plaza. Anything distinct, though? Because when you talk about great stadiums now, it still goes back to Camden Yards, maybe Pac Bell, AT&T, and, you know, Pittsburgh Stadium for the Pirates. But I don't ever hear anybody talk about Yankee Stadium in terms of it being, you know, architecturally inventive. What was your take on the layout?
No, I would have to agree with that. Nothing stood out. This was my second time there. I was here about 5 years ago and caught a random Yankees-Red Sox game. The Red Sox were out of it. The Yankees, it was like the second to last game of the season. The Yankees were a wild card team, maybe. And no, nothing impressive, and it didn't appear to have improved at all since the last time I was here. It's just new. It's not bad, it's just new. And you know, you hear people rave about, like you were talking about, you know, PNC in Pittsburgh, or you know, Seattle, San Francisco, those parks. It's not remarkable in that way. I thought that there were actually a lot of empty seats for a Saturday day game, maybe it being Easter weekend. I noticed, particularly along the first base side, a lot of the luxury boxes were empty. I found that kind of interesting. Was able to wear Monument Park this time. I didn't have an opportunity to do that the last time that I was there. And I thought that was really cool, just to be able to go through. And you kind of forget how many St. Louisans or people with St. Louis ties played for or managed the Yankees at one time, from Joe Torre, Yogi Berra, Roger Maris, Elston Howard, a Vashon High School grad. You know, he was the first African-American player for the Yankees, which is pretty insane. So it's just really cool, but no, it doesn't stand out. I mean, I personally like Busch Stadium much more. I think it's got even more character for a new park, and as far as the fan experience is concerned, I think it's better, personally.
You're a homer.
It's not that impressive, to tell you the truth. It's not. I mean, Fenway, Wrigley, I mean, granted, those are older and always kind of talked about as some of the places you've got to go, but this just doesn't have that kind of buzz or atmosphere or even around the stadium. It was just kind of, you know, it's nice to see a game, but I was not blown away by it at all.
It surprises you because, you know, New York City, the capital of the world and all the wonderful history and architecture, and then you think about Citi Field, which replaced Shea Stadium. I mean, money's no object there, but yet Citi Field is kind of, Yankee Stadium being redone. I guess they tried to keep it looking the same, but there's nothing signature about it other than it houses the Yankees. Even the Giants and Jets, you know, okay. Isn't it crazy that in the biggest city, you'd think they would have the coolest, the greatest, the best of everything?
Yeah, totally. And I don't know what the football stadium they built is like. I'm sure it's probably state-of-the-art. I heard people saying nice things about Citi Field, but I've also heard kind of the other thing, that it's really not all that remarkable. I'm pretty sure both you guys have been there. You would think that, especially in a world where Jerry Jones is building, you know, Jerry's World down in Dallas or Arlington, and, you know, I'm sure that whatever's built out in Los Angeles will be very nice, but you'd think that the New York teams would try to be in that conversation as well, but at least what I took in, not the case. I was also, as I mentioned, at Barclays Center a couple years ago. For being a brand new state-of-the-art building, that place is like, it's very weird. It's all black on the inside, and it's very minimalistic. It's new, but it's not. It doesn't take your breath away by any means.
And finally, Colombo, I think everybody and people on the text line want to know about this. They know about Call Colombo. You're the investigative reporter at Fox 2, KPLR. Used to work at another station in town. We won't talk about that. But I'm wondering, from all the promos, from all the Call Colombos, when you're just out and about in St. Louis, like getting your car fixed, does that person always think you're trying to investigate them?
Not always, but a lot. I think that it's probably it's a blessing and a curse in some ways. I think people,
you probably get good deals, right?
Say that again.
People probably give you good deals, thinking
no.
that you're going to expose them for overpricing things.
No, none of that, not yet, at least. But there's definitely a certain element of it. I think most of the time it's just in joking fashion, but most of the time it's like trying to convince them that I'm not. You know, this guy who's super serious all the time trying to go after people. It's more so just, you know, it's what I play on TV.